Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
You say that God had a hand in this. I say you should have stayed away from that other girl. Now I look at you, and you look at me. Our lives are fixed for the eternal fatalist. You've gone and lost your job again. Can I borrow 10 till Tuesday, friend? You say a lack of dividend has always been spelled out in the stars. You, and you look at me.
My wallet's
a financial risk for the eternal fatalist. Our life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. You say it's all lined up like shot glasses on the bar of life. You shift your way through it. You never once got stepped. So pick yourself up, pay your time, and get on with your life. Of course, every action is an elective. I wonder what my horoscope has to say today. You say your moon's in the seventh house, but your butt's been 3 days on my couch. You beat me out of home and house. You nearly drank up all of my bed. Yeah, I'm out of here. Well, I look at you, and you look at me. Our life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. Your hitch for the eternal fatalist. Oh, life's a fix for the eternal fatalist. And you look at me.
Yeah, life's a fix for the eternal fatalist.
And you look at me.
I'm about to learn to live for the eternal fatalist.
And you look at me.
Yeah, I'm about to live for the eternal fatalist.
And you look at me.
When I think back to the glory days when I learned what real music was, there was two bands that really mattered and kind of led me in this direction and ended me up here. Lowest of the Low was one of them. That great album, Shakespeare My Butt, I'm telling you, it changed my life. 1991 or 92, whenever it was. Eternal Fatalist there. And well, they officially announced it this year once again, although they announced it before in 2006 or 2005, was it? I forget. The first time they, well, the first time they announced was a long time ago, but they've broken up a bunch of times, the Lowest of the Low, but I think they've finally decided that this is it. They did some shows in December, and I guess that's about it. But and also this year, of course, came the end of my other most important band, and I was very excited to be able to go see them in Toronto at their very last show at Massey Hall in March. And now I'm reading a book about it, darn it, that I got for Christmas. It's pretty darn good. Got to play some Rheostatics, of course. So here you go. Here's a couple from the Rheostatics on some other show.
Stars and the moon have fallen. What did you see down at the back? Check your watch, you're 14 and more. Here lies a road not traveled before. Down in the cellar, there's beer on your breath. And up off the floor, did you let him explore? Oh, oh, oh. Money's all spent, and out in the field, your fate has been sealed. Oh. Oh.
Time to speak. Don't give PhD looks here, man. Rolling the fat, laid-back tunes. CJUM-FM. U of M.
Got her all fired down. She bottomed out, but I was it south of me, or west I see. When I look on a map like that, I'll meet you somewhere in between.
You think anybody's still listening? Think anybody cares about stuff as much as I do? I don't know. I think it's fun. Just some old stuff that I dug up just for fun. Sarah Harmer and Luther Wright there in their old band, Weeping Tile. Before that, Luke Doucette's old band, Veal, with Spider-Man. We heard the Inbreds in there with Any Sense of Time and a couple from the Rheostatics. King of the Past and Higher and Higher. And Jane's letting me stay for about 15 more minutes and play some old stuff just for fun. So I got to make it short, but here's another one. I think I do these shows pretty much just so I can pull out CDs like this that I never listen to, but I should. A classic from, I don't even know what year, 1993. The late great, Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler.
I guess what I'm trying to say is I just want to be a friend.
Take me for a ride. You'll see there's nobody there when the people you stand up won't buy.
side, a pat on the head and a slap on the back. I'll kiss these things goodbye when you take my gifts and you give me the sack. I said I don't wanna be your friend. Time you borrow is time I lend. I wanna take this to the end. I don't wanna be your friend. No. No. Careful, now don't make a sound. Let's get out of the classroom and get into the hall. I didn't bother look around. Your number's been wrong all over the bathroom wall. I don't wanna be your friend. Time you borrow is time I lend. I wanna take this to the end. I don't wanna be your friend.
On the horizon, I see the lights of Montreal. Oh,
I tell you, when I was in like junior high or so, the greatest band in the world was that band right there. After I was done with Loverboy, I moved up and I was on to The Pursuit of Happiness. And I was an obsessive fan of The Pursuit of Happiness. That was Let My People Go. That's the B-side of the 45. I used to have the 45 of She's So Young, and if you flipped it over, the B-side was that song. It never came out on one of their albums, but you can get it on this American Best Of compilation called Sex and Food. There's Let My People Go. That's something Jane's been saying for a while now, so we're going to let you go. Before that, the band you were trying to figure out, the first local band that I really went nutso about and used to stalk obsessively, because I used to see them at Sunfest every year, and I thought they were fantastic. The only band ever to play Sunfest every year. Winnipeg's own, The Watchmen. From their first album, McLaren Furnace Room. There we heard Crazy Days. We heard Thomas Trio and the Red Albino with 142 Through, one of the most unfortunate band names, but man, were they good live. Speaking of unfortunate band names, and they were good live, Me, Mom, and Morgenthaler before that, Your Friend from Shiva Space Machine. And that'll about do it for my little trip down memory lane. Thanks for being here. Have a happy new year, and take care of yourselves. Drive carefully and all that stuff. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock with KK and the T-Bar for Steel Belted Radio. And next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com, and send in your best of lists if you're so inclined. I'd like to put them on my website, and, you know, it's kind of fun. Anyways, I think that's it. Isn't that it? Is that about it? All right. See you later.